there, I'm here, and you are you, and this is the first impressions of Warhammer 40K Space Marine. For insert witty comment here. To begin with, if you don't know what Warhammer 40K is, it's a long-running series of tabletop games, both taking place in a fantasy world, which is the Warhammer games, and in a futuristic setting, which are the Warhammer 40K games and tabletops. Originally an RPG, even though I don't know much about the series, I've heard great things about it. By the time you will be hearing this, Steam will have released the demo for it. You could have gotten it much earlier if you pre-purchased it, or you could have gotten it today, which is August the 22nd, one day early, if you were part of the forums and got some special code. Warhammer 40K Space Marine, or Space Marine, from what I understand, places you under the control of Captain Titus of the Ultramarines, which are the uber guys of the entire series. You know, the badasses. In this game, it makes you feel like a badass. It does. It's so brutal and visceral and so much awesome. Just, when it begins, I think part 11 or part 2, I'm not good with Roman numerals, or not well-defined ones, anyway, you find out that you have to rescue some Inquisitor dude, and then you get the chopping. The game starts you with a chainsword, and four guns. The bolt pistol, which is a normal pistol with infinite ammo. The bolter, which is a machine gun version of the bolt pistol. Some kind of grenade launcher, and the striker bolter, which is a sniper rifle. And the guns take a punch. They feel nice and meaty when they connect with the bullets. In this game, very gory and bloody. There's no cover system. It's a third-person over-the-shoulder shooter. And there's two forms of combat. The ranged combat, which, it's okay compared to the awesomeness that is the melee combat, but we'll get to that in a second. You can zoom in partially, and there's a nice impact to when you shoot the greenskins or the orcs in the world. And there's a whole lot of them in this game. But don't worry. Space Marines are badasses. They are. They are like gods among men. And the way they show this is, you splice and dice through everything. And there's no health packs or anything. You get your health back by executing the orcs, which you do by first stunning them with a simple combo, like kicking them or doing a curb stomp and making all fly into the air. Then you pick your favorite orc that you want to see slaughtered, and you take your chainsword and just brutalize them. Like, one of the finishers is when he grabs the orc by his neck and holds the chainsword, which is a chainsaw sword, and just rams it across its stomach, and the blood and the gore come spilling out of you, and he tosses it away like nothing happens and gets back to fighting. My personal favorite is when he butts an orc with his sword, so he's on the ground, curb stomp on the head, just it's really gory and really violent, and it's a whole lot of fun. The demo encases two missions in the game. One on foot, and the second one lets you take control of the same character with a jump pack, which is essentially a jet pack, but you can't fly. You jump up, and it lets you jump even higher. And you're supposed to help your two little buddies that are with you, controlled by the AR, which are really smart and do the same things as you, which is really, really good. Just watching them in sync as you have to take the high ground while they're getting shot down and they have to go fight the orcs on the ground. normally they take a while to kill all the orcs, so when you're done killing the ones in the air, you can do a gigantic jump, and by pressing the right mouse button while in the air, you can do a tower dive, in League of Legends speak, into them. And when you hit, you hear like the thoom when you hit the ground, and you see all the orcs just fly in a awesome mess of blood and gore. There are two melee weapons in the game so far that I've discovered, which are the chainsword and the power axe, which is a big old axe. And honestly, I like the power axe better just because, you know, there are four hit combos, and the fourth hit is always a big, you know, swing. The chainsword is a big old little shooter, but with the power axe, you do even more damage. You do a little flippy, and you just smack them with your axe some more. There's also a Titan mode, or a Fury mode, that you get after killing so many orcs. And there's a little thing on the bottom that shows you what to do. You get increased health regeneration. Well, you get health regeneration. And all your melee attacks have a bigger range. Those shoot out like little laser beams, and if you do a stun curb stop, instead of just curb stomping people, you just see this big impact. Like, you lift your leg up, you do a little jump, and you smash it into the ground, and orcs fly, and it's a whole lot of fun. It really is. So, my first impressions of this game is, I want it. I really do. This game is so visceral and just meaty. And your characters don't even care. Like, when you're holding the orc I was talking about earlier, and you're slicing his stomach open, and you want to, what you do, you don't, like, lay him down. You just toss him away without any emotion on your face and just go back to slicing open more orcs. It's so much fun. This game has a lot of potential. It was developed by Relic Games, who are sort of in control of the, or who make the Dawn of War games, which are Warhammer 40k RTS games. And apparently they're really good as well. But this is their first foray into a shooter type, and it's shaping up to be immense fun. And while I'm here, that'd be it. It'd be really, really awesome if you guys could play this game, because I had a whole lot of fun. If you give me a second, pardon me. I am pulling up the requirements for everyone to play the game, because this game looks awesome. Not just gore or visual or anything. It looks pretty. It's really pretty. The system requirements are for at least the recommended requirements is Windows 7. Your processor should be a quad core Intel or AMD. You should have at least 2 gigs of memory if you're running Windows 7. Same for Vista, 1 gig if you're running XP, which oddly enough this works on. Your graphics cards needs to be a 512 megabyte video card using Shader Model 3. If you can compare it to a AMD Radeon 5750 or better, you need at least DirectX 9.0C and 20 gigs of free space. If you are using a laptop or a notebook, you will need to download the latest NVIDIA or Catalyst drivers. If you just want to know the required, it's Windows XP Service Pack 3, Windows Vista Service Pack 1, or Windows 7, Windows Vista Service Pack 1, pardon me, 2 GHz dual core CPU, and any Core 2 or AMD X2 or better. Same thing with the memory. For the required, you need a 256 megabyte video card using Shader Model 3. NVIDIA GeForce 88 GT or Radeon 3850 or above. And same thing for the DirectX hard drive and sound. Well, that is it for me. This has gone on for 10 minutes. I've been Aaron, you have been you, and this was my first impressions on Warhammer 40k Space Marine. Pick it up. Seriously, you're doing yourself an injustice if you do not play this. It is immense fun just slicing through everything. We'll see you guys next time.